Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Stu, talk about the significance of the gifts, because the gold, obviously, was a gift that would be suitable for a king. And frankincense and myrrh, talk about that.
Yes, sir. And chapter 5 was the funnest chapter. In fact, I wrote a poem called Treasure at the Cradle, Treasure at the Cross, that tells the story in poetic form of those three things, and it may become a song, eventually. Great question. You nailed it. I mean, gold was a gift for king. That's a gift fit for kings. When it comes to kings, silver bells don't cut it. You got to have gold. You look at Solomon, he had gold everywhere, tons of gold. The streets of gold are in the king's kingdom in heaven. So they brought gold because they recognized this was king. They brought him frankincense. Frankincense points to his deity, that he is not only king, but he's God. This was the God man, the God baby that they were honoring. And frankincense is what in pagan and in Hebrew culture, they offered to the gods. They offered frankincense to deity, to recognize a deity is very common. So, and you have it all throughout the book of Leviticus. In fact, there was major uproar. In fact, there was executions of people that offered strange fire or strange incense, see, because they were blaspheming God, because that's the incense offering was to bring that sweet aroma to God's, into God's presence. And then finally, myrrh, which is one of the most profound parts, because, his birth, Jesus Christ is wrapped in swaddling clothes and offered myrrh by the wise men. At his death, he's wrapped in burial cloths and anointed with myrrh. Myrrh was, and Bill, this is how crazy this is, okay? You think about this. Picture yourself going to the baby shower of one of your cousins or your aunts or someone, of one of their kids about to have a baby.
I try to avoid
family. And you show
family.
Up with this big, okay. Well, let's suppose, hypothetically, that someone out there listening is going, we'll third person this thing, okay? Someone out there is going to a shower, and they show up with a big gift. And everyone's excited. It's a big present. They open it up at this baby shower, and it's an urn.
Right.
Imagine
ghoulish.
Imagine the shock and all. Like, this
ghoulish.
Is morbid.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's ghoulish, right?
Yeah.
So we're here at Christmas talking about Halloween and Thanksgiving. What in the world? What does an urn have to do with a kid's baby shower? Well, that's exactly what the wise men showed up with when they showed up with myrrh.
Yeah.
But these guys, it was pointing to something that would happen. That this child would not only be king, and he was not only king, he was not only God, but he was also Savior, see, who would die for the sins of those wise men to give them everlasting life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.